This is the Ryder and Lisa replay.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai. Check out the Southtown Hyundai Advantage at southtownhyundai.ca.
It's time for Overrated, Underrated with Ryder and Lisa.
Overrated, chewy, gummy candies.
Uh-oh.
Why are we eating these? Why do we do this to ourselves?
They're delicious.
No, they don't sit well. They hurt the jaw to chew. They give you cavities, and then you're on the toilet all night. Or is that just me?
I think most of those might just be you.
No, if there's something in red dye.
Sometimes when I eat candies, like 5-cent candies, I'll get like an almost canker sore on my tongue somewhere. Yeah. So that's what it does for me, but they're worth it usually.
They're not worth it. I remember getting like Sour Patch Kids when I go to a movie and I'd eat the entire bag and my tongue would be bleeding. Why am I doing this?
Well, I don't know if you're supposed to eat the entire bag. Those are like shareable bags, aren't they?
Maybe to some.
Okay.
But I am just so mad at myself. I probably had about 30 gummy candies last night. I know, it was bad.
Really went for it.
I know. I was watching Squid Games, so I was really into it. I was nervously chewing. And then next thing you know, I was in the fetal position screaming.
Because of the show and how scary it is?
Well, no.
Because of the diarrhea cramp.
Yeah, like it felt like I was giving birth.
Oh my God.
It was so painful. Does no one else deal with this when they eat candy?
I need to know,
because if I need to book a doctor's appointment, hit me up.
Okay. Yeah, I've never heard of that before.
It's the red dye. Red candies are so bad for you.
I'm going underrated. Mine is food, and it's putting things on your mac and cheese. A lot of people just go, oh, gee, what are you, six?
Yes. That's what I ate yesterday. I literally had Katie. Wow, I'm really exposing how bad I ate yesterday.
Katie and gummy bears. Nice. No, but yeah, when I got home, there was some Kraft dinner left on the stove.
Yeah.
I put in some hot sauce I got from Northern Chicken, lots of pepper, and crushed up some sour cream and onion chips on it.
Ew, what?
No, it was incredible. Like, it's macaroni and cheese is a vessel for toppings. It's like a hot dog. You need to mix it up and try some new things with your KD. Just plain, okay, is it a kid's birthday party? Then you have an excuse. Any other time you make that, if you're an adult, you need to add some things to it. Underrated, putting things on your mac and cheese.
Okay, so far on the text line, a lot of people are telling me that it is a personal problem that 5-cent candies give me diarrhea. So I'm so glad I talked about this.
So it's a personal problem with you, not them?
With me.
Yeah,
they
just
don't
you.
Get sick.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just you.
They also probably don't eat 30 candies on a weeknight.
Something
good. Brought to you by A&D Tutoring. Wonder, learn, grow. For more info, visit andtutoring.com.
Play 107.
Ryder, your mom made you a scrapbook. It was like a recipe book with a bunch of pictures of you and your friends growing up and quotes from your mom and nice letters in it. And how much did that mean to you?
So much. But... like, I use the internet for my recipes now, you know?
No, but that's so sweet, and it's gonna mean so much to you.
Yeah, no, it does. It means a lot to me, for sure.
My story is about a son and mother who the mom made a scrapbook for her son, and it was a scrapbook that helped to showcase the trials and tribulations of his business that he helped to grow, and it was celebrating its one-year anniversary. So she gave him this scrapbook when he went to visit her in New Jersey, and he wanted to make sure it didn't get squished by all of his luggage, so he placed it on top of his vehicle while he was loading everything else in.
Uh-oh.
Left it on top of the vehicle, drove away. As soon as he was filling up gas a couple like hours later, he realized it was gone, and he checked his business email because, again, like I said, the book was his business account. And there was a woman who said, I think I found your scrapbook, but it's like torn apart. I tried to pick up as many pieces as I could. And this woman went out of her way to find all of the pieces, even got her daughter to come onto the road and help find things. They found everything but one piece of paper and brought it physically to the mom's house, like brought it back to her. And then the mom was like, but there's still one page missing. Mom goes back out, finds it. All of this for this scrapbook for her son. I just think that's so sweet to have strangers help out and the mom to care that much about her kid.
Tell me something good.
If anybody finds a pair of brown Nike golf shoes anywhere, let me know. I did the same thing as this guy did. Left them on top of the car. Bye.
Whoops.
My story is about a dad. After sharing vows with his wife on their wedding day, he turned to his stepdaughters, who he'd been raising with their mom since they were toddlers. Real dad's not in the picture, or biological dad, I should say. And he turned to them with official adoption papers and asked if he could be their forever dad.
Aww.
Right after marrying their mom. There wasn't a dry eye in the church from the video I watched. Pretty special moment.
Every time I see videos with adoption papers, I just sob uncontrollably. Yeah, they're so beautiful.
You know it's going to be touching for sure.
Yeah.
Tell me something good.
Now it's time for something that you'll probably forget. It's things Lisa found on the internet.
Hey.
New stats show that everyone is pretty gassy. 81% of 6,000 people polled said they had passed gas recently. 60% have had a rumbling stomach, and 58% have burped. So, are you part of the stats?
I told you it was natural.
I'm just laughing at the thought of our listeners in their car right now, especially if they just burped or passed gas. Next up, an insurance salesman returned to his home after a four-day business trip to find that a squirrel had stashed 42 gallons of walnuts in his pickup truck. Just for reference, that's roughly 8 5-gallon pails worth of walnuts.
Man, you know how pissed I'd be if I was that squirrel?
Well, like he moves the truck.
You loaded up for winter. You worked all weekend. It's like when you pile all the leaves up and then a gust of wind comes and you're like, oh great, all my hard work.
Or you rake up all the leaves and then a gust of wind comes and all the leaves just fall out of the tree again.
And there's like brand new ones. Yeah, no, that poor squirrel, just a hungry boy.
Oh, poor little baby.
Save up for winter.
Cops say that a man driving an SUV with 5 children inside stopped to help a woman on the side of the road after a crash involving several vehicles. What a sweet angel of a man. After the man got out of the car, though, to help the victims, a woman named Markel jumped into the driver's seat and just drove away. She headed north before pulling over into a parking lot, and she was arrested shortly after running from the scene.
So she jumped into the car and the guy's 5 kids were in there.
Yep.
You know what I would do in that situation?
What?
Nah, wrong car. I don't need this kind of responsibility.
That's what I'm thinking. Did you not realize there were 5 children? Have you ever been around 5 children? They are so loud. Anyway, the deputies rescued all 5 of them. They were extremely shaken up, but they were not harmed.
The plan was to just like keep driving, and then about 5 minutes into it, she's like, nah, I can't
no,
do this.
No, thank you.
You guys are way too loud.
And now, here's another terrifying episode of Terror Tales!
Make sure you're submitting your scary story to Ryder@play107.com or get at me on any social media. I think I'm on them all now.
Are you? Are you on LinkedIn?
Not that one. All the other ones. This is submitted from Tim. He said, I woke up one morning, the clock said it was 2:34 a.m. I was 17 at the time in my bedroom, pitch black, but I hear some rattling downstairs. Terrified, I quietly tiptoed to my parents' room. Weird. It's empty. What? Where are my parents at 2:34 a.m.? I go upstairs to my brother's room. He's usually awake all night, but while the light is on, no one is in the room. So I guess whatever those noises are downstairs must be coming from them. Why are they awake? Maybe someone died?
What?
I go downstairs. In the middle of my living room is what looks like 2 men stealing our TV. No one else is in sight. I run upstairs as quietly as possible, shut and lock my door. Suddenly, there's banging on it. I wake up. It was a dream, and the relief washed over me. I look over to the clock. Weird coincidence. It's 2:34 a.m. I'm shaking, but decide to go downstairs to prove to myself that everything's fine. I go downstairs. The 2 men are in my kitchen screaming at my parents and brother.
What?
I run up to my bedroom and lock the door. 10 seconds later, I hear banging. I wake up again. It's 2:34 a.m. This time I had actually woken up. And I didn't manage to fall back asleep for 36 hours. Just the coincidence of 3 times in a row, the clock being at 2:34. Turns out nothing actually was going on, but that is a pretty creepy story.
That is a really good submission. Wow. Keep up the great work, Edmonton.
Yeah, we like being scared. I got goosebumps from some of that one. And I even know what happened, which was nothing at the end. Still scared the crap out of me.
Time for the situational 7 at 7. What's it going to be today, Ryder and Lisa?
We're doing the worst situational runs.
And not the bathroom kind of runs, except potentially it could be like running to the bathroom, but not the runs like, in your...
Okay. Like literal running. this one is an honorable mention. Didn't make the list, but it's a gooder. When your kid is about to fall, the run over to try to catch them in time, or even if your kid is about to drop something expensive, especially like if you're at a store or your rich friend's house and you know how much it is, the thing they're playing with, that's a terrible run. You don't know you're going to make it or not, right?
Okay, I just thought of a really good one, and I don't know if it's in our top 7, so I want to say it right now, but I also don't want to ruin our list.
Okay.
Can I just say it?
Sure.
That run you have to do when traffic stops for you.
Oh, that didn't make the list. That is a good one.
That's an honorable mention because it's kind of, it's a half run.
Yeah.
It's lazy. Your bag is full and it's like clanking around.
I think the run to when somebody's holding the door for you and you're really far away could be a similar awkward run. Yeah.
Don't hold the door for me.
Not that far for sure. Yeah.
It's too Canadian. It's too nice.
Number 7. When you're chasing a piece of paper in the wind.
Or money.
That run, yeah. Every time you bend down, it goes, scoots away on you again. Just the worst.
Yeah.
Number 6, this was a listener submission to 780-784-7107.
Yeah, thanks, Sarah.
Chasing the pet that got out. Especially like if your friend by mistake lets it out because they don't realize what it's like to have a pet. So they don't shut the door, and then all of a sudden your dog goes chasing a rabbit.
Yep.
The run after any pet that got out. That's number 6.
And especially when they're bad and their recall's terrible and they're just playing a game with you all of a sudden. You know what I mean, where they get down on their front two paws and they shift back and forth. This isn't a game. We need to go back inside.
Yeah. At number 5, we have the real, I really don't want to go for a run.
Yeah, it's definitely half-assed.
The exercise run, and like you start the first 10 steps, and you're like, this ain't gonna be right.
Nope, not today.
Worst situational runs.
Samantha's text, the run through the airport as you're trying to make it to your flight or reach your soulmate before they board their plane.
That actually works its way into number 4.
Does
the
it?
Running to catch something, but not making it. So Sam's suggestion, the plane, the bus, the LRT, even like a store before it closes.
Oh, no.
Trying to run towards that. Number 3 on the list, we have being chased. Just in general, it could even be like by your family dog for fun. But like there's just something about being chased that I absolutely hate. I scream like a school kid when I'm being chased.
Have you ever seen those? Well, obviously you've seen them. But when you see those videos of kids getting chased by like a goose, I get so scared for them.
Next up, we have number 2 for the worst situational runs. Not sure you're going to make the bathroom run. Jen pointed out a very specific example of this. That awkward run to the bathroom at the office so you don't crap your pants.
Oh my God.
Too fast so people know what you need to do, but fast enough to hurry up and get there so you don't have an accident.
We all know.
Thank you,
might
Jen.
As well just be honest. We have another honorable mention that just rolled into the text line. Joel says, the run to the stove when the pot is over boiling.
Oh, good one.
That's such a good one.
Super good one. And now we have Haley with us. It was her suggestion that has made its way to number 1. Fire away.
The run when you need to go to the far back corner of the grocery store looking for an item you forgot while your partner stands in line at the checkout for you.
Oof. Or even when you have to just leave everything that's there.
And you're like, I'll be right back, I promise.
Especially when you don't know where the item is.
Yes!
Totally.
Haley, that is such a good one. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Play 107.
I used to be kind of judgy when I'd see parents with their kid on a leash. I'd be like, really?
Mm.
Now I get it. Now that I actually have kids in my world.
Yeah, your niece and nephew,
nieces,
you've watched
nephews,
them a few times.
Your daughter, Charlie, she gets distracted really easily when things are exciting around. So I get it. I'm like, I would buy a leash. I don't know. Is that wrong? You don't want to lose your kids,
no,
right?
No, exactly. There's a viral video right now on TikTok of a mom who has some suggestions. And it's since it's gone viral, she's had people reach out to her and say, like, you actually helped me find my kid when I lost them.
Yeah, it's great advice.
I wish this advice was around when I was a kid. I used to get lost like every week. The worst one was at a ski resort. My mom, like, this is how the times have changed, but I was just skiing by myself as like a 7-year-old on the bunny hill while she and the rest of my family went up to do runs that they actually wanted to do. That's a true story. That used to happen. You would never do that now, but... And then I got tired from skiing this bunny hill by myself and went and sat next to some strangers, got tired, fell asleep under the picnic table in the chalet. And they didn't find me until the whole place cleared out. Like, mom had the search and rescue, the choppers were out, like everything,
yeah,
looking for this missing kid. I was just napping.
I feel like that's happened to all of us, especially if you grew up in the 90s. Yeah, before you had cell phones, before kids had devices. Like, the amount of times my mom had to go to customer service at the grocery store and be like, can you announce my kid's name on the intercom?
Right?
It always happens.
So we're going to get to this advice, and then we'll dive in to Ryder and Lisa's $20,000 Play That Tune. It's $1,400 what we're playing for next.
The lines are currently blocked until after you hear that song clip, so I wouldn't bother trying yet.
Here's some of the advice from the lady that's gone viral, though.
First thing you want to do, dress your child in bright colors. And if you're with a big group, like say you're going to the zoo or mall or Disney, try to dress your kids in bright colors similar to each other. Also, before you enter the place, you want to make sure you get a picture of your child and what they're wearing, and make sure that that picture includes their shoes.
That's a really good tip, the get your kids to wear the same color. Other than, would you keep thinking you found your kid and
yes,
just see his brother?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's...
I don't know if I agree with that, but I do agree with the shoes thing, because you can easily put a jacket on a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And worst case scenario, obviously, right? But the shoes, they're not going to change their shoes.
They're taking the picture the day of. That's a smart one.
Yeah.
She continues.
You can also write your phone number on your child somewhere, or get one of those bands that gives your name and number. Do not ever put your child's name on anything. And if, God forbid, they ever do go missing, because remember, if these things happen to the best parents, what you want to do is you want to start loudly looking for your child. Do not start silently looking for your child. So it's going to look like this. Your child goes missing and you're gonna start yelling, I'm looking for a boy, age 5, brown hair, brown eyes, Caucasian, red Nike t-shirt, black shorts, black shoes.
That's actually how I used to find dates. I'd just yell that out about women.
I'd no, like, I'm looking for a 6-foot no, brunette.
A real tall woman.
Sir, we're going to have to ask you to leave.
Walk into the bar? Leave for somebody that doesn't drink too much. Is okay with a smoker. Okay.
Hey, you quit smoking a year and a half ago. Good for you.
I quit playing that game a long time ago, too. She continues.
And you're going to keep repeating that loudly over and over again as you look. Our instinct is to start quietly looking for our kid. But we want as many people to start looking for that kid, because best case scenario, somebody sees your kid and can alert you and knows to bring that child back to you. If you're in a group with more than one adult, make sure that one of the adults goes to the exit to make sure that that child does not walk out of it with anybody. And always, always alert personnel, because most places, stores, zoos, Disney World, wherever you are, have protocols in place to look for a missing child.
There it is.
So smart.
Something called Play It Forward happening all week this week in light of Thanksgiving that's on the way. We thought that we would do some giving ourselves. So here's how it works. You need to hit us up at 780-784-7107 and nominate somebody that you'd like to hook up with a $100 gift card to Montana's South Common. And just for doing that, if we choose your nomination, you're going to get hooked up with a $100 gift card as well. So everyone's a winner.
Yeah. Well, not everyone.
Well, whoever gets picked.
We're doing this all week, though. So make sure you get your stories in to us at 780-784-7107.
Yesterday, there was a really cool text. So we've gotten a hold of today's winner this morning to break down who she'd like to nominate.
I would like to pay it forward to the best stepmom out there is. She treats my daughter like gold. Parents just how any parent should. And she's also a hairdresser who has had some financial struggles due to COVID with the shutdowns and everything. But she gets up every day. She battles every day with a smile on her face. And I'm truly lucky to call her a really good friend of mine and a stepmom to my daughter.
There it is.
Wow.
So that that kid, that little girl, is going to be eating a lot of Montanas because we just hooked up both sides of the co-parenting relationship.
That's awesome.
How long after a breakup until you can fire up dating apps?
That night? An hour later?
An hour after the breakup.
Yeah, why not?
What?
You haven't been on them for X amount of time. Like,
what
we might as well check it out.
Kind of breaking up and then like you thought you were breaking up and then you realize like a day or two later that, you know, maybe we should make this work.
Yeah, but at least you shot your shot. Like maybe there could have been
someone better in
everything
a day.
Everything happens for a reason,
this
right?
This is so jaded. I was going to say like a week for every year you were together.
What?
Would be a respectful.
No, that's ridiculous. You just made that up.
I know I made that up, but I was just trying to think. Like in a 5-year relationship, I think before
5 weeks.
I think before you fire up Tinder, you give it a bit of time to let your brain process what just happened. And so that when you do get an opportunity to connect with somebody else, you're in a good space.
Oh, well, that's the difference between you and I.
You're just going for it. I know I fired it up after my big breakup, but it was like 2 or 3 months later. I didn't feel like I was in a place before that to like go on dates.
Rachel wrote in saying, I went on a dating site that day. She then went on to text in saying, totally out of spite because that's where my ex found most of his chicks that he cheated on me with. Funny, that's where I ended up finding Steve. We've been unstoppable for 6.5 years.
Hey,
so
love it.
There you go.
Kristen had a really great wording. She said, I was with someone for 11 years. He cheated. I booty called someone else a week later. No mercy for 40-year-old dogs.
Marcy says, I'm hashtag team writer. If you're on a rebound, you're not being fair to your rebound if you're still healing from a breakup. That is a really valid point, Marcy.
When she makes the point, it's valid.
That actually, I never thought about it like that. The other person you're talking to probably thinks you're going to be the love of their life. And not every situation's like Rachel's where you do end up being together.
Good morning, Ryder and Lisa.
Who's this?
This is Ashley.
What do you think, Ash?
So, well, first off, I just have to say, if I break up with someone, that's it. There's no going back. Like, I'm done. I'm done. There's no like, oh, we kind of broke up. It's like, we broke up. We're over.
Ooh.
So I'm not like a second chances person. I'm like, I'll try everything. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But then I'm scorned. And I'm like, I have to believe that there's actually a man out there that's not a piece of
okay.
And so, then it takes me a while to get back on the dating apps because then you have to filter through like a bunch of skeez balls to find someone that's actually decent enough to date.
So how long after a breakup would you wait to fire up a dating app?
I would probably fire it up pretty quickly, but actually meeting the person, it would take me a lot to go meet a person in real life. Like, I'd have to talk to a bunch of people first and then see if there was someone that I was like, okay, maybe I could see this not, like, being terrible, because I've been on a lot of terrible, awful dates.
Ryder and Lisa.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai.
Play 107.